Mornings are more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Good way to wake up.
On Star Winner 2.5.
Time to talk about a much-anticipated movie that's out this weekend with our friend Gray Drake. She is Ms. Movie Phone. Find her, moviephone.com, and the Ms. Movie Phone Show. Before we get to a clip from Rocket Man, so we have a big event going on here tomorrow. We're all going to be out at Pizza Fest in Ankeny. So what is your favorite topping on a pizza?
I'm going to get tweets about this.
It's okay. I'll be with you, I bet. Go ahead.
I am a pineapple,
yes,
and Canadian bacon fan.
It is delicious. I don't care what anybody says. That is good pizza.
Oh, I'm so happy you're with me on this, because I didn't realize until I started paying attention to people on the internet, like for my job, that this pineapple is like a contentious thing.
Yes.
They're wrong.
I mean, I don't see why it's such a problem, guys. It's just embrace the sugar.
They're wrong.
I'm just happy with your answer, because I thought you were going to give us some Hollywood answer of like, well, first I prefer a cauliflower crust, and then on top of that, cage-free cheese.
Well, Greg is gluten-free, so easy.
Oh, yeah,
I'll carry away.
To be clear, I do prefer a cauliflower crust. That just wasn't the question.
Yes!
Darn it! All right, here's a clip now from Rocket Band.
Is you have never understood me. And what I have to go through.
I am glad I left you. It means I can maintain some objectivity in your self-indulgent, myopic little world. Get in the studio, make some music, or don't.
You know, what's funny to me about this movie is I hear the same thing from people who talk about it. They're like, oh, Rocket Man, I really want to see that. And then they're like, but I don't think it's going to be as good as Bohemian Rhapsody. So they like talk themselves out of it before they even, you know, they start off excited. So I'm really curious as to what you think about this movie, because I don't know, I'm interested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you should be, because obviously Elton John and his music, I think, have the same kind of interest from everyone as Queen and Freddie Mercury. And the same director made Rocket Man, as he also finished up Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, it's the same dude. They're very different films, and I can't wait to hear what audiences think of it, because I didn't love Bohemian Rhapsody, because I felt, because it presented their careers and lives as more of a linear story, that it was more obvious the liberties that they took with the event.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. You loved the portrayal of Freddie, but not so much the movie.
Right, and it was like, it felt a little bit more like a 2-hour-long Queen concert, which I'm great with, but if you think for 1 second that Freddie Mercury took his new boyfriend to reconnect with his estranged family on the morning of Live Aid, you're crazy.
Right. Gotta go, Mom. Gotta go perform for 1 million people.
Right, exactly. And he's like, when I touch my nose, I'm thinking of you, or whatever he says. So it's like, that sort of bothered me a little bit about the film. And the way that they change that in Rocket Man is that the story is about a period of time where, you know, Elton John became Elton John and began to tour. But it also is a fantasy, and there are a lot of fantasy segments that center on his music that make it feel less like a traditional story. So I wasn't really taking notes on how realistic it was.
Okay.
There's plenty of his music. There's plenty of rhinestones and sparklies. I think in this movie, they are more honest about certain elements of Elton John's life, such as his, you know, gay relationships and his alcoholism and the fact that he did mountains of cocaine.
But I mean, I kind of want the truth.
I do too.
Otherwise, I don't really get it.
I'm curious to see how people respond to this one. But Taron Egerton, he does all the singing. He's incredible. The cast is wonderful. The costumes are very Elton John. And I thought the movie was really fun to watch. So please, like, let me know what you think about it, because I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts. I was super into it. Oh, and it's the subject of this week's Ms. Movie Phone Show.
Ooh, yes.
Excellent.
Oh, no. Where will you find rhinestones?
My outfit for these interviews was so elaborate that I had to assemble it in order to get it overseas.
You really are Hollywood now. That's awesome.
I was afraid that security would stop my carry-on because they were concerned about how many rhinestones I had.
All right. Gray Drake, she is Ms. Movie Phone. Of course, the Ms. Movie Phone show. You'll want to find that. You can find it on the Ken Colleen and Kurt page, star1025.com. We have it linked there. Also, moviephone.com. And you have a great weekend, Gray. Thanks for joining us as always. We appreciate it.
Tweet us at star1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on star1025.